We care about local news. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight Youth Trust is on the search for a new chief executive following the announcement this week that Mairead Healy is to stand down. The news comes after a period of transformation under Mairead's helm. She took up the post in 2017 with the aim of initiating rapid change and expansion to meet the growing needs of young islanders, including significant expansion of youth trust services. Over the past 2 years, the organisation has moved to larger headquarters and has secured large multi-year grants from several national funders. Mairead has said, "It was always a plan that I would be here for a couple of years, specifically to implement significant change focused on our services, culture and funding model." Meanwhile, the Central Shop in Upper St James Street in Newport will close its doors for good on Easter Sunday. The decision has been taken to shut the shop in less than 2 weeks' time, with the final day of trading confirmed as Sunday 22nd of April. It's thought issues with the lease of property have a part to play in the unexpected closure. Prior to becoming Central, the shop traded for a number of years under a Spa brand. The prominent outlet was given a makeover in the run up to 2015, and then transformed into Central when the island's Spa stores were taken over. The news comes just weeks after the closure of another Central shop at Albert Road in Sandown. A large Central shop in the middle of Ventnor closed 6 months ago. Finally, an Isle of Wight NHS Trust manager has apologised for the impact of moving Isle of Wight dementia patients with complex mental health needs off the island, but is not ruling out more transfers. It comes as work begins on the Isle of Wight NHS Trust Shackleton ward, which cares for people with complex mental health needs and dementia, which will close for the next 2 months. Leslie Stevens confirmed that patients have been transferred to Basingstoke and said, "I am really sorry for the impact that this is having on families and know how difficult this is. We will make sure people go to the next available unit. The reason it's the mainland is because of the nature of the service. Because it's so specialist, this is the only service of its type on the island. So for people who need that level of support, there isn't another option on the island." That's it, I'm Jasper Haycott-O'Toole.
Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Bringing the island's community together.